Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Quest for the Best. On the eve of the eighth week of the WPIL football season, playoff clinchings are getting closer. Teams are falling by the wayside out of the playoffs. But we have here tonight at Dave & Buster's in the North Hills a number of players from a team that is always in the playoffs and a lot of times in the championship. And all what the heck, they play Central Catholic every year for the championship. The North Allegheny Tigers at Dave & Buster's tonight. And we welcome the Tigers. Their coach, Art Walker, was not able to join us, so we're not good enough for him. He didn't come this year. But we have a number of players. And with us are two of them right now, two seniors, two of their top players, Luke Rohan, a senior running back linebacker, and Cam Kushner, a safety wide receiver, a senior also. And this is, by the way, this is Mike White from the Post-Gazette, Dan Zingrilli. My co-host is off feeding his face somewhere at Dave & Buster's, maybe playing some games. But talk to you guys here, Luke and Cam, about the season and how things are going so far. I have some fun with you. You guys have Cannon McMillan tomorrow night. This season, coming into it, Luke asks you, a lot of people were, I think, probably saying North Allegheny is going to be a little bit down this year. Here you guys are 6-1. Where is the mindset of this team? Are you? I know you're not happy you got a loss to Central Catholic, but is the mindset, are you guys good with where you're at or need to be better in certain areas? Where's the mindset with this team?
Yeah, I mean, we love the hate. I think it only inspires us and motivates us to be better, but obviously we could be better. We could make some more plays than we could have, not so many penalties, so definitely room to improve, and I think we're only getting better as the season goes on.
Have penalties been a problem?
A little bit here and there. Last game, we the red zone had a few penalties, backed us up a bit, hurt a bit. So yeah,
Cam, what do you think of the mindset of this team?
Yeah, I'd say our mindset's just to always improve. You know, this season, just constantly the coaches have harped on us that we can always be better and just to never be satisfied with what we're doing right now. So our mindset is just to get better every week.
Did you guys get the feeling, though, that people did think maybe North Allegheny is going to be a little bit down this year? Did you get that feeling?
I mean, we didn't get that feeling.
Yeah, I mean, but from the outside.
Yeah, no, we definitely.
Not that you care. But
yeah, no, we heard all the chatter. We heard everything. But we, as I said, you know, we love to hear it. I think it only makes us work harder in the weight room and out on the field. So, yeah.
Well, I got to ask something right away. People can't see because we're on the radio, obviously. But Luke Rohan's got a Green Bay Packers shirt on.
Yes, sir.
What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, my dad and his dad are all Packers fans. I think it's been passed down to us, and I think that I was raised the right way, and I'm happy to be a Packers
raised,
fan.
Raised? What about the Steelers?
They're fine. I'll turn them on if the Packers aren't playing. But
do you like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I love Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
happy
course
to see him doing well, yeah.
You ever been to a game at Lambeau?
Yes, I've been.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Great. What's that like?
I mean, I was like 8 years old, but
okay.
It was still pretty fun. Had good seats.
Although did anybody lose that game? No, but you weren't in a Lambeau Leap or anything, were
no,
you?
No, unfortunately not.
Right. Cam, your brother Logan was a quarterback on the championship team 2 years ago. He's now at Duquesne, right?
Yep.
How is he doing down there?
He's doing well. Just
is he like the backup?
Yeah, he's the backup right now. But just
he was our
3 weeks.
He was
ago.
Our 6A player of the year.
Yeah, just 3 weeks ago, he scored his first touchdown on a little goal line rush. But I've been down to a couple games. I went and saw him play when they played Pitt, and that was really fun to watch down at Heinz Field. So,
you ever a quarterback?
Yeah, you know,
whenever
Brady goes down, you know.
Are you like the backup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they don't let me throw that much. I think they should, but
I think they should too.
Whenever Brady, like, he'll go down with a little injury or whatever, and then I'll come in, you know, run a couple first downs, and they'll sub me back out and put Brady back in.
Okay. Hey, wanted to ask you guys something here. Of, you know, 6A, only seven teams are in it. Used to be only six. For a while there was six. And a lot of people say, and including myself, it's kind of boring with only six teams. And it's always you guys central, you guys central, you guys central. What does a player feel like? Do you guys feel – I know you're not going to say it's boring.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, a little uninspiring maybe with that few of teams. What's your guys' feelings?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want to take any teams lightly or anything, so we still prepare the same amount. But it would be fun just to play against some of those big names and all that, have some – yeah.
Like a Peters Township
yeah,
and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What would you think of – Can't putting five and six together in a regular season and maybe like four conferences.
I don't think that would be ridiculous at all. I think it would make, you know, definitely the postseason a lot more fun and
But you put five and six together and there's only one champion, so there's not a 5A champion and a 6A champion.
I think that's fine. I think that just a lot of teams, you know, in 5A, 6A want to make the argument about who's better. I feel like a lot of people would like to see it play out.
And I agree with you.
Just really see them play.
Yeah, interesting. So I had asked in the break one of you guys, can either of you do an imitation of Coach Walker? And I understand, though, that, Luke, you do a pretty good imitation of Doug Brinkley, your defensive coordinator. Am I right on that? And some of your teammates out here are laughing. They're laughing really hard. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you know, they like to
– Oh, then you have to do it. Put your game face on and do it.
So it's not really as much of an impression as it is like – so if something like funny happens or like – I don't really know when, but he'll just like hit us with like a – so like you say a joke, he'll go like, ah? he'll say something, he's like, ah? Or like,
so that's the imitation.
Good.
Yeah,
all love for him though. Great coach and all that, but you know, just something we noted, we picked up on.
Okay. Maybe learn a little bit more about you guys here, Cam. A birdie landed on my roof today and told me something that you do not like and eat cheese.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true?
That's true. Yeah. I catch a lot of heat for it, that's for sure.
Like, do you eat pizza?
Don't eat pizza.
You don't eat pizza?
No.
Is there any kid that you know, Luke, that doesn't eat pizza?
Absolutely not. It's an outrage. It's crazy.
Oh, come on.
Wow. So no cheese on a burger or anything?
Nope.
Wow. Okay. No allergic to it. You just don't like it.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
What's it do to you?
He's also never tried it, so that plays into it.
A couple of years ago, but I've tried it. Just, it's not for me, you know.
Last concert you've been to, Luke?
Drake and J. Cole.
Oh, really? When was that?
It was this past
this summer.
February.
Oh, February.
Say. Oh, yeah.
Was that up in, where was that?
PPG Paints.
Oh, I thought it was up in Cleveland. Okay. Last concert you've been to, Cam?
I've never been to a concert.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Gotta get out to one.
All right, either of you guys, have you listened to any of Taylor Swift's new album?
I have not. I've heard nothing but poor things, though. That's for sure.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you know, people are saying she's washed and all this stuff.
I listened to some of it. No, I like it a little bit.
Yeah, you
know. No, I would say I'm a Swiftie.
Teach their own. Yeah.
Yes. What did you learn about yourselves in the loss to Central?
I think it showed that we can hang with anyone, and just because they have, like, offers or anything, just that we can stick with them and that we obviously just need to work harder and harder every day.
All right, another fun question. Tell me something on your bucket list.
Oh, I'm going to go skydiving pretty soon here. Now that I've just turned 18, me and a couple of buddies are going to go skydiving for the next few weeks. So,
you're crazy. Cam?
Oh, something on my bucket list. I don't know.
You're thinking, best advice you've ever gotten from anybody, Luke.
Oh, so I might be a little selfish here, but I came up with this myself. Live for the now. Just, like, live in the moment. Don't look too far in the future. Don't stress.
So the best advice you got was from yourself.
I know.
Good.
Crazy,
Cam?
Right?
Cam, I like it.
No, I always hear him preach it, so I'll have to go with that too, you know. Just always living in the moment. Something. I pride myself on.
Well, listen, we have to get to a break. You guys have been good. We're actually over the break, but you guys have been good. Good luck for tomorrow night. Cam Kushner, Luke Rohan, thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
Yeah.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Mike White of the Post-Gazette here on the Quest for the Best High School Football Show at Dave and Buster's in the North Hills on KDKA. And with us tonight at Dave and Buster's are North Allegheny Tigers, or as people like to say, the University of North Allegheny, right? You hear guys have to hear that a lot. A number of their players are here. We had on Cam Kushner and Luke Rohan. We have two more players with us now to learn some more about North Allegheny, learn some more about them. We're going to have Corey Pitts, a defensive back wide receiver, a senior. Corey, welcome. And Lincoln Hoke, a senior offensive guard, defensive tackle.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And a Pitt recruit. And, hey, welcome, guys.
Yes, sir.
Did you get any food yet?
Of course, yeah, we ate a lot. Yes,
what
sir.
Games did you play? What's the best game?
I say, like, the Wheel of Fortune, to be honest. I mean,
Wheel of Fortune?
I mean, that's, like, you can get the most tickets there, to be honest.
I was going, you know, the ones where, like, the coins come down and you got to, they fall off, like, the little slot. Yeah.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
That's my
yes.
favorite. They hook me.
Corey, you say Wheel of Fortune. You ever watch Wheel of Fortune on TV?
No, I never okay. have.
All right. I didn't know whether you did. I had to ask that. Okay. Hey, the season so far, guys, 6-1. Is it, do you have to, I guess, guard against, you know, everybody just says, and rightly so, expect NAN Central getting the championship. Mm. Do you guys have to guard against overconfidence all for that, you know, that's going to happen again? Do the coaches hammer that into you that, you know, hey, you got to take care of business every week? I mean, you did have a close game against Norwin. Do you have to guard against that overconfidence?
I mean, honestly, we take it week by week. Every week in practice, we take, you know, our steps, and we're not worrying about, like, Central Catholic. We're just worrying about the team that we're facing against that week, and we're going to make sure that we're going through the plays and the defensive calls. We're going to make sure that everything's right to continue to be great and dominate on Friday nights.
Lincoln?
Yeah. I think we have that in the back of our mind. Like he said, we're focused. We, you know, our coaches and even the players, we make sure that we, you know, we focus on this team this week. Like coming up, we got Canada, we focus on them. In the back of our mind, we know our main goal is to win that championship. So we have that, and we have the confidence. I wouldn't say it's a bad thing because I think we have the confidence in our team and our coaches that we can make it there. So,
Lincoln, let's get this out of the way because I think every interview that I have done with you, probably every interview that you have, somebody asks about your dad.
Yeah.
Chris, your former Steeler. Am I right? Every interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How is he? And I have asked you this. Last year you told me you two used to go on a field every once in a while and work out.
Yes, sir, yeah.
He put his helmet on, his Steeler helmet.
Yeah.
Has that happened at all in the last year? Do you still do that?
This past offseason, he didn't put the helmet on. But we still went to the field, but he didn't put the helmet on this time.
Do you hit, like, when he...
I actually don't know why. I think it was just for a better look on for, like, one-on-ones. We didn't hit hard or anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He just doesn't want
to... movement, so with your hands.
Yeah,
and
for
okay,
sure, for
okay,
sure.
Okay. All right. Some fun questions here maybe with you guys. I asked those other guys. Did any of you guys, either of you two, listen to anything from the Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, not a chance.
No, nothing. Kids, no guys do that in high school.
No.
Okay. All right. Lincoln.
Yes.
Fill in this sentence. People might be surprised to know that you what?
I'm actually a really good baker. That's like my hidden talent.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you bake?
My specialty dish is probably some monkey bars, you know, like a little banana bread with some powdered sugar kind of frosting thing. It's a smooth frosting.
Is that what monkey bars are?
Yeah.
I literally don't know
what
monkey bars
are. That's what we call them. That's what I've always called them. It's like a
banana
bread with frosting.
Wait, do they have cinnamon on them?
No.
It's like a, that might be monkey bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah. And then
I've made
a little homemade strawberry shortcake, peanut butter.
Corey, did you know this?
Bars.
You know, he's been preaching it in my psychology class, so, I mean, I believe
in your
him.
Psychology class?
Yes.
Does he need his head examined?
No, not at all. I mean, I believe in him.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I told him I have to bring it in. I'm going to have to bring it in sometime for the whole class.
I like it. Any hidden talents? Oh, you said that. Any hidden talents, Corey?
I can hit a backflip.
Backflip?
Yeah, I can hit a flip.
Like, could you do it right here if I told you to?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
Could you take your headset off and do it?
Yeah, I could do it right now.
Cheer him on. I want to see this.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Move that chair. We're going to have a backflip. Where's the answer? Here we go. He's not right. Is that enough room right there? Okay. Oh, I wish we had video of this. Somebody video this. Somebody. All right, he is. All right, go ahead. Corey, hold on. Hey, did it. Corey Pitts on the Quest for Best just did a backflip. Danza Grill, we've been doing this for years. We've never had that. And he landed on his feet. Okay, okay. Who? Real fast, we got about 50 seconds left. All right, pretend you have a sister. You might, even if you don't, and it's homecoming dance. Who on this team do you not want coming to your front door, knocking on it to take your sister to homecoming dance?
That teammate would probably be Owen Ursler.
Owen Ursler.
For sure.
Is he here tonight?
He is here tonight.
He is here tonight. Where is he?
I'm not sure. He could be in the arcade. I'm not sure. But I mean,
if he hears this, what will he do? Will he come fight you? Or?
I mean, no. I mean, the reason why, I mean, he's in a loyal, committed relationship with his girlfriend, so that wouldn't be a right thing for him to do.
Lincoln.
I mean, I'd agree, but I also give right up there next to him a little, he's a young guy, sophomore, Jaden Rucker.
Yeah, really? You don't want him coming to your door.
He's not coming near
the door. Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Best nickname on the team, real Ooh. Fast. Is there a good one?
Moose.
Who?
Moose.
Boose?
Moose.
Moose. Who's Moose?
Luke Rohan.
Luke Rohan. He was just on. Moose?
Moose.
I like that.
I got Declan Flaherty, our left guard. I don't know if you know Los Poyos.
Yes.
But that's what we call him Los. he kind of looks like Los him if you want to look at him. A little big old chunky
and your
guy.
Teammates are getting some good laughs over here. Hey, we've got a roll. Corey Pitts and Lincoln Oak, you both. Hey, fantastic, man. Good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more on Quest for the Best here on KDKA.
And welcome back. It is the stretch run of the 2025 high school football season, stretch run of our program here on KDKA Radio. Tomorrow night we'll be at Upper St. Clair. It is Bethel Park in USC in a big Allegheny 6 showdown in 5A. That was a lot of fun with the North Allegheny Tigers, especially the four senior captains.
Out.
Yeah.
They were flipping out.
They were. I mean, I usually have to do backflips working with you, yes. But that was a real Corey Pitts backflip.
I wish we were live streaming this because that was
– It was impressive.
He did it right between tables and everything.
With ease.
Yes.
With ease, like, and I got a little nervous.
So did I because there's tables around.
Well, it's a hard tile surface. It's the night before a game. Art Walker is not here. Mike White – takes a starting wide receiver defensive back, brings him onto the show, and then, well, why is Corey Pitts out for an extended period of time?
Well, he did Quest for the Best show.
It's all Mike White's fault. And then I'd have to get then I'm guilty by association, and, I'd have to try to distance myself from you even more so than I already do now. And so I was sweating it there for a moment.
Well, I think we've done this show – You haven't done it all the years. I think it's 7 or 8 years now.
It's a long time.
And there's always
good run.
Many weeks there have been something new. That's something we've never had.
Yeah, a backflip
like
on the
when
show.
We had Bob Pelko and Eric Kasparovich doing a show. They never did backflips.
No, absolutely. Especially Pelko.
Yeah.
I mean.
Portly. A parent complained to the superintendent once that he was at practice and there was a guy yelling at players. It was a portly fella. And he was talking about Bob Pelko, my 11.
Did Pelko tell you that story?
Yes, he did. One of the best stories. He, to this day, hates that word, portly.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, me, portly.
Well, does the shoe fit there?
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, do you think he's ever going to come back? Because I'm thinking of everything that's going on. You know, Penn State, you know, is in the crosshairs of anybody that is associated with the blue and white after everything that happened out at UCLA. And, you know, James Franklin, he has the massive buyout, so I don't think anybody believes he's going anywhere. But then I immediately turn my attention to the WPIL ties. There's some really great head coaches on James Franklin's staff that patrolled the sidelines here in Western Pennsylvania, namely Terry Smith, the former Gateway Gators head coach, and, of course, Palco, West Allegheny, and Mount Lebanon.
And Greg Gattuso.
That's right.
Who won
that's
a WPIL seat.
That's right. I mean, we're going way back.
19...
Yeah, absolutely.
80, late 89, I think
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I'm envisioning 90, you with a mullet interviewing Gattuso.
I went out with him afterward. Yeah, him and his coaches down to a sports bar. True story.
Yeah, it was called Froggies. Yes.
No, it was in the North Hills. It was on Babcock Boulevard.
Okay, it wasn't. You didn't go out to a nice dinner at Poli's, did you?
No. He had one of the greatest lines I always remember. Tell a story. Gattuso's one of the funniest people I've ever dealt with, and he had one of the greatest lines as from a coach that I ever remember. They made it to the state championship game. We're playing Bethlehem Catholic in Hershey. And I used it in the paper. He said, Greg Gattuso is a little portly also, portly.
Yeah, well, he was a defensive lineman.
Yes. And he said, I'm a little worried about where this game is. I said, why? He said, because it's in Hershey. And you know, with all that chocolate up there, they might need a U-Haul to bring me back. That's what he said.
Well, so a couple of portly fellows on James Franklin's staff, apparently. We know Gattuso's not going to coach high school football, but let me ask you this. Do you think Bob Pelko ever returns to a Western PA sideline?
Dan, when he retired from West A, he and he told me this, he felt like kind of worthless because he just felt like he wasn't doing anything for anybody. And he felt a need to do something. That's why he went after the Mount Lebanon job. And then, you know, honestly, he really didn't like – he was tired of the parents and stuff like that. But it's just in him – you know, I told you I'm doing this story for Sunday, and these coaches who are coaching 70s and 80s years old.
Yeah,
and,
that's why.
I don't know. It's a good question. It wouldn't shock me. He is up there. His family's still here.
Sure.
All
right, let me ask it to you this way. Likelihood, percentage chance that we see Bob Pelko on a Western Pennsylvania sideline within the next 5 years?
No, because he would always, when he was the last year at West A, he would do anything to get on doing something at pit staff. But they didn't really want him there. And he wanted to go do something with college maybe.
Right.
So I don't really see him maybe. No, I don't see it.
So it's a 0%. You wouldn't even put it at 30,
40? No, I wouldn't put it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Zero.
Okay.
I'd say there's only about a 20% chance he would come back.
Wow. Okay. I'd put it at 70, 80%.
But that's just a guess. You don't have any inside information.
I don't. But I'm just guessing. You know, you know how he's wired, how he's constructed. College football coaching positions tend to be temporary. I think it's hard to envision him living in the middle of the state for an extended period of time.
I agree. He interviewed for the Robert Morris job the last time it was open.
Right.
So if that came open again, I bet you he would go after that again.
Sure. I don't know if he's a head coach at the college level, you think?
I wouldn't. I'll tell you what. I think a place like Robert Morris, I'm not saying they should get rid of that guy.
No.
But that would be perfect for him. Think of the local kids he could maybe get. Mm-hmm. They're FCS kids going other places. And the guy, what he always did, he always had good people around him, put a staff around him. And I think he would do the same thing there.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, coming up next, we'll take a look at some of the big games around the WPIL. Tomorrow night, we'll have one of the biggest ones for you right here. It's in the South Hills, Upper St. Clair, home to Bethel Park, Allegheny 6 Conference Showdown. That's a massive game. Everybody is pretty much in the mix. USC, Peters Township, I mean, Bethel Park even, can I think throw a big-time wrench into the equation here. That would be fun. What if Bethel Park went? Let's discuss that next when we come back. Quest for the Best with Mike White of the Post-Gazette. Dan Zhang, really do stay with us on KDKA. Well, we've had a very productive evening. We've talked a little Newcastle Red Hurricane football. We were joined by their head coach in the 6:30 segment. If you want to download the free Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back to that conversation. And, of course, the North Allegheny Tigers, our team of the week that was on site with us here at Dave & Buster's in the North Hills at the corner of McKnight and Babcock. They joined us right after the 7 o'clock news. You can listen back to some hilarious stuff with Mike White of the Post-Gazette, who joins me here to break down the top 10 games and give us, I think, a much clearer picture of the postseason heading into Week 8, which to me is one of the more exciting weeks of the high school football season. That is all set up, of course, by Week 7. So much is wide open in all of the conferences still. Some things are starting to take shape. There have been just a handful of clinchings around the WPIL, but mostly and including the entire 4A classification. Everything is wide open, nothing solidified. So, tomorrow night's action, let's get into it. North Catholic is at Beaver. Mike, North Catholic was in an entanglement last week. Really good game. They fell just a bit short. So what do you have here on the road at Gypsy Glen Stadium for the Trojans?
Well, it's been a tale of hazard with North Catholic. 2 weeks ago, they were up 16-0 at the beginning of the game. They lost to Monte Christian. Last week, they were down 24-0 at the half against Central Valley. Came back, made it close, but lost. They've got to do something with a little bit of consistency. I like Beaver.
Okay.
I'm going to take Beaver.
Yeah, so too will I. Clareton is home to Leechburg. Leechburg will do their best. They have not bowed out like others have attempted to do against the Bears. So kudos to Leechburg for keeping the Bears on the schedule.
Well, Clareton hasn't given up a point since the first game of the season. Not one. I think Leechburg is going to score, but with Timmy Andrassi, one of the leading rushers in WPIL, but they won't score enough. Clareton wins.
We saw last week, and you heard on KDKA Radio, Fort Cherry and Matt Sigg take it to Cornell. Bishop Canavan and Fort Cherry. The Crusaders, I thought, were going to be down just a bit. Rod Steele is in his first year, but it looks like they're starting to gain some traction. They're on the road at the Rangers.
I think they could get Fort Cherry a game. Matt Sieg has been bothered by a little bit of a bruised arm the last few weeks. He's only thrown one pass. He only needs a little more than 30 yards, Dan, to become the all-time offensive leader passing and rushing in WPL history. He'll get that, and Fort Cherry will get a win.
All righty, yep. I'm in agreement. How big of an upset would it be if Bishop Canavan would pull it off?
Oh, it'd definitely be an upset, but they're like you said, Bishop Canavan's really coming on.
Yeah, so pay attention to them. They could be an upsetter of the apple cart coming down the stretch and maybe even into the postseason. Southside is at Neshanic. Mike, do you like Southside in this one?
Southside, I think, has kind of been one of those teams that has flown under the radar this year a little bit, Dan. They've outscored teams 255-77. That defense looks pretty good. That's why I like Southside.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with Neshanic. I think that they're cooking right now, and I think they'll be able to pull this thing off. Well,
Fred Mazzocco, who was on, that's his old team.
That's right. I did not think that Apollo Ridge would pull one off last week against Steel Valley. Speaking of upsets, how big of one was that last week?
Steel Valley has been a little up and down, but I don't think Apollo Ridge, I don't think anybody thought Apollo Ridge would win that game. They did give John Skiba credit. He's done a nice job out there at Apollo Ridge for a number of years, but South Allegheny's on a different level. They win.
Well, but this game obviously means a whole heck
probably
of a lot.
Probably will decide that conference title.
Yeah, Apollo Ridge is at South Allegheny. I'm with you. I think that the Gladiators do pull this thing off, but again, I said with confidence that Steel Valley last week would take care of Apollo Ridge easily, and the way that they won that game, last moment, last second, pretty dramatic stuff for Apollo Ridge. So they're flying high, and sometimes when you have nothing to lose and you're playing with house money, and apparently the Vikings are, that's when you're most dangerous.
Well, who are you taking?
So I said South Allegheny. South Allegheny.
Sounded like you're building up for a Apollo Ridge pick.
No. Mount Pleasant, Southmoreland. A battle of two teams that are off the beaten path here geographically. What do you have?
Southmoreland, a great another story team, not story program, but a good story this year, what they've done. Dan, they're 7-0. The only time they've been 8-0 was 1964, when the school opened. They won 8-0 that year. They only played 8 games the regular season. That was when the WPL only took 2 teams to the championship, and you had to be undefeated to go to the championship. But there were, I think, 4 teams that were undefeated in that class. 2 of them had more Gardner points. So Southmoreland finished 8-0, but didn't go to the championship. That was the last time a Southmoreland team has started 8-0. This team will match it. They will win against Mount Pleasant.
And that's got to be a whole lot of fun for them down there.
Oh.
Everything that's just kind of all coming together. You get those years, and here they are. Well, this is very intriguing. At McKeesport, the Tigers are home to the Mars Fighting Planets. I'm buying some Mars stock here. It has been a good year. I think Eric Kasparovich, what is he, in year number 4, I think it is. That's about the time when our old colleague here, he gets things, everything is cooking and humming, and the machine is really rolling. And I know what you're going to say about the Jimmies and Joes, which at the end of the day is what it all matters.
Oh, he's done a great job.
But I think they have what it takes to out-scheme McKeesport.
Great running back matchup. Aiden Yoakum's run for 832 yards the last 3 games. He had 410 the first 4. And then you've got Keemon Spell. Great running back matchup. I don't know, Dan. I want Mars to prove it to me on the road. I'm going to go McKeesport.
Well, I think they've got some quality wins on the road.
Oh, they do.
And,
yeah.
And listen, how close were they to knocking off Aliquippa, right? I mean, that's I'm going to go Mars on the road.
Not a bad pick.
Trinity's having things come together for them this year, which is nice to see. Chartiers Valley, have they been better than you anticipated?
Oh, most definitely. This is one of their best starts in a while also. Who would have thought this would be a game that could decide the conference champion? And Jonah Williamson, the quarterback for Trinity, I think Jonah's going to have a whale of a game. You get it?
I get it.
But Char Valley's going to win.
All right, so Char Valley.
I'm going to take Trinity.
Trinity? Well, so I'm going with Trinity as well in the Dan Knaus Bowl. All right, Bethel Park, Upper St. Clair, the granddaddy of them all, and that is our game tomorrow night right here on KDKA, the South Hills Showdown. You talk about a capacity crowd, USC Peters Township. There was every bit of 6,000, 7,000 people at that one. I think there might be more at this one. And the KDKA Friday Night Lights team will be there. BP, USC. Oh, boy.
I think Bethel needs to run the ball well with David Dennison, even though they have one of the leading passers at WPIL, Evan Devine. Ethan Hellman, leading passer at WPIL. But St. Clair will win because of their defense. Second best in 5A, 10 points a game.
All right, there you have it. I'm going to go with USC as well, but that's going to be another terrific one, and we'll be on the air with live coverage at the scene starting at 6 o'clock with Paul Alexander. For Mike White of the Post-Gazette, Dan Zhang really signing off. Another Quest for the Best high school football show right here. Do stay with us. The news is next, and we'll talk to you next week from Dave and Buster's at the Waterfront. On KDKA Radio, your home for Friday Night Lights.